Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Well, greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for our Saturday show, August 1st, 2009. I'm going to be discussing holistic healthcare as it goes global, this phenomena that's going on with the worldwide internet and the dimensional shift of energies and the consciousness being world at large today. Now, this is a call-in show. The coordinates for the show are presented with a link on the Cosmic Love website on BBS Radio. You can click on that link if you can open a separate window while you're listening to the show. And you can go through different coordinates while I'm speaking. I'm going to be using that as a guideline for the show today. The healthcare system is a big issue right now, and the coordinates for holistic healing is on the mind of a lot of people who would like to see some definitive preventive holistic models, systems, standards, etc., for healing healthcare. And, of course, the concept of healthcare is like the concept of holism, the concept of the word whole, holographic, holy, are all from the same word derivative. It's an Anglo-Saxon word, how, as the word how, like as in the movie Space Odyssey, that had a computer called HAL. And the word HAL, Anglo-Saxon word, means whole, sound or whole. And when you're of sound body and mind, the whole or Holy Spirit dwells within you. So the concept of holism within our own languaging, from the root word derivatives of the word health, whole, holy, holistic, and holographic, all are from the same source. So I play with words a lot on this show. I get into the meaning of meaning. So often words are symbols of symbols that are twice removed from the truth. And so getting into holistic healing is getting into the source meaning of wholeness, holiness, holism, holographic, how it's all connected. And there's been several shows I've had where I've discussed with different authors, book authors, the holographic universe, the holographic principles of mind, and the concept of the holodeck, as you might say, the frame of reference that we all live in, how we create our own reality between our ears, and there is a holographic field of energy between our left brain, our right brain, our upper brain, our lower brain, and our forebrain, and our rear brain. And that holographic field is the field of consciousness that is created with our soul matrix, with our genetics, with our psychology, astrology, you might say, the as above, so below, kingdom of heaven within us, all these coordinates framing our holographic field of consciousness. So holism within the holographic field of our individual consciousness and our collective consciousness is the frame of reference for holistic healing. So this is kind of an orientation to the show today. It's call-in show. Those who are familiar with my show know how I come sometimes story around at the beginning of the show, kind of giving an orientation to what I'm going into, and then I go into details. And a lot of the details deal with these code to the codes, the holographic codes to the holodeck that we all live in, between our ears, in our collective consciousness, in the media, in our different institutional models, and the frames of reference, personally and on a planetary level, the morphogenic grids of energy, of consciousness, individually and collectively, is like the holodeck, individually and collectively, that we all live in. The platform of evolution of souls on Earth, you might say, is a holodeck. And the platform for evolution of consciousness within each one's brain between the ears is a platform for the evolution of each one's soul. So that's saying an awful lot with a few words. That may be a stretch for some listening and maybe just the meat of the matter that others listening are really interested in. Now, you can't please everyone, but I thought it would be good to take this issue of healthcare that's in the collective consciousness big time these days and the concept of not just looking at it from a political perspective, but also from a psycho-spiritual perspective, and what's going on within the collective consciousness that's humanity at this point, and what are those defining points of reference, frames of reference, thought forms keynotes, concepts that can frame a better understanding of what holism is, what holistic healthcare is, and what it will look like for a healing of the healthcare system. So from the Cosmic Love webpage, excuse me, there's a quote there by the ascended Forrest Gump. It's a tongue-in-cheek reference to Forrest Gump, the movie, where he says, you know, stupid is what stupid does. And so I take the idea of, you might say, an ascended version of Forrest Gump, what he would say as far as conscience is what conscience does. And that's kind of the keynote for the evolutionary ascent of consciousness and the holographic field of consciousness on the planet right now. The big shift that we're going through, some refer to it as the dimensional shift, the galactic shift of energies as it impacts the terrestrial field of energies, the shift of the ages, the Great Awakening, the Great Purification, as the Hopi Indians referred to it as. This is what's going on the planet right now. It's accelerating. The rate of change is accelerating on the 2011-2012 timeline. I have links on the website referencing these concepts. And again, those who have listened and referenced these links before have more commeasurement with what I'm talking about. And again, the show coordinates for this show are at that link provided on the Cosmic Love webpage regarding holistic health care. As you click on that, you'll go to an entire website that worked on this last week. It has a lot of other links referencing the big shift in process of the energetics of the planet, the energetics of consciousness. And a lot of people are interested in what's really going on. And this show, as other Cosmic Love shows, is pretty much dedicated to these first principles of understanding what's going on with the personal and planetary consciousness shift and the trend lines and where that's going as the instant everywhere interactive internet is basically eliminating all time and space, creating a global village where we're all connected, the family of man in our global village. And what that looks like, what that will look like, how that is naturally evolving as a function of not just what's going on Earth with the Internet, but what's going on as above in the heavens with the galactic shift and the alignment of energies through 2011 and 2012. This 2012 phenomena, what's going on in our galaxy, and the energetic resonance with what's going on Earth can't be emphasized enough. It's been the subject of many of my shows, the shows on Cosmic Love, and many of the authors we've had about, excuse me, getting a drink of water there. We've had numerous authors have referenced their books on the 2012 phenomena. Actually, I've added them up. There's been about 12 books on 2012 that have been referenced on former Cosmic Love shows. And I've been basically focusing on this issue of the personal and planetary revolution in higher consciousness that's going on. And excuse me, this show is no exception, and we're going into the coordinates, you might say the code to the codes, the holographic codes, the holistic healing codes, the blueprint for a golden age, which is basically the codes. And so decoding the codes to the holodeck, personal and planetary, between our ears and the collective consciousness, is a subject that I go into on the webpage link, which is at HeartCom, www.heartcom.org/holistichealthcare.htm. and that holistichealthcare.htm has caps in the words holistic, health, and care, and the rest of it's all small case. So if you can pull up that page and have a chance to, you know, after the show, during the show, and your spare time or whenever, click on the links. There's many summary pieces that have dealt with former shows, where I've discussed in former shows. And so this is kind of an update, upgrade of everything that's been said before with links that access and reference those former shows and websites that were the frame of reference for those shows. So you might say this is an online book that you can read. It doesn't cost you anything except your time and energy. But those who are interested in the subject, you might say the power shift, the energy shift, the consciousness shift. There are charts, there are graphics with the links, and there are two basic trendings that are going on. One of the things that one is the issue that is going on with the galactic energies, their solar system, planetary energies, the big shift that's in process there. And the other thing that's going on, of course, is an evolution, revolution in higher consciousness that's going on the Earth right now with the instant everywhere interactive Internet. It is amazing what's going on with the knowledge power at everyone's search engine fingertips. And people are connecting as never before. There's a real phenomenon with social networks. And there's a wholly new social conscience that's evolving as a function of these new social networks and this social networking phenomena that's going on in are the grids of consciousness, you might say, in these communities of consciousness, these social network communities. So this is a huge thing that's going on. Understanding it is really understanding what holistic healing is about. So I'm going to go into this now from the website material that I've given you. There are some first principles of global holistic healing for our collective health, and you might say healing of the healthcare system, which is really a function of all our social, political, and economic institutions. How they're all connected is basically a function of certain first principles of wholeness. And this is in homeopathy is referred to Heinemann's cure, is that which prevents disease will also cure disease at therapeutic levels. It's a principle of healing and holistic healing that deals with prevention and treatment in a holistic way. So nature cure, healing with natural remedies, whether that's energetically or nutritionally, can prevent disease, it can also cure disease at therapeutic levels. And that's the first principle. So it's the same concept with an understanding of holism and holographic principles, how everything is connected. And this has never been more true in our instant everywhere interactive global village. Everything is connected. So this connection to prevention of dis-ease and the treatment of dis-ease with holistic principles is the first principle. The second principle is that the higher the concept of holistic health care, the greater the results. And that's basically a truism for conceiving, believing, and achieving anything. The higher the concept and the conception and the believing of that conception, the greater the results for the achievement of that conception. And the third principle is the healing power of love and how that is the power of the Holy Spirit of love and action. So the power of love and Holy Spirit of love and action are synonymous. And applying that to the first two principles, you have that third principle, whereby the more whole, holistic, and otherwise wholly holographic this love and action, the greater the results for the purging of spiritual toxins. And not just spiritual toxins, but mental toxins, emotional toxins, physical toxins. And this is the principle of that of integration. The greater the healing power of love and the concept of love and the Holy Spirit of love and action, and the greater the results for the great purification, cleansing, and the purging of spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical toxins. The fifth principle, that last principle is the fourth principle. The fifth principle is that the more that resistance, resentment, and revenge energies are purged, these toxins, these spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical toxins, are purged in the body politic, in one's own body, one's own mind, etc., the more those, you might say, sick energies are purged, then the more that pure intention will focus attention on our evolutionary ascension. And individually, that would be focusing attention on one's whole health, holistic health, Holy Spirit. Again, they're all from the same word derivative. Wholeness is what holistic healing does. So the more that the negative energies are purged, cleansed, neutralized, qualified, whatever, the more the pure intention for healing will focus attention on the healing process that results in one's evolutionary ascension, and collectively the evolutionary ascension of our core social, political, and economic institutions, holistic healing in general. So the bottom line here is that Earth is at a transition point. It's at a critical point of transformation. And the profiteering from war, disease, and destruction of Mother Earth, the Wall Street metrics of economic health for our global village, and the trashing of our environmental life support systems is no longer sustainable for life on Earth. It's got to the point of rapidly diminishing returns, and it's killing us. It's killing life on Earth. It's trashing our life support systems. Again, this goes back to the Wall Street metrics of economic health. It goes back to how Wall Street organized corporate interests are profiting from war, disease, and destruction of basically our life support systems, Mother Earth in general. So now is the time. This is the critical time prophesied, you know, and it's the prophecies, the portents, the predictions that have come through numerous authors we've had on this show and that many of you have read regarding this 2012 timeline. It's all coming to a head. This is the time that has been prophesied for a turning of the cycles. It's a turning, a shift of the ages from Pisces to Aquarius. But this is all referencing galactic cycles of energies, the galactic shift and the dimensional shift of energies, and both galactic shift and dimensional shift are hot linked on the website I just referred to, the holistic healthcare at heartcom.org. And those websites have in-depth information on what's going on energetically and how this is a huge testing for humanity at this point, because light, life, love of an inspired, truly holistic spiritual nature brings to the surface all that is less than love, all that is less than healthy. In other words, the purging, the cleansing that's going on the planet, in our institutions, in our social conscience, in our individual conscience, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, it's all being initiated with a healing process, which is a cleansing process. You got to get the junk out before you get the light in. And it's the same on a cellular level. When there's systemic toxicity in one's body, then if you go through a healing regime where you bring health and life force into the body, then the body will have naturally a cleansing reaction where the toxins start to come out. And when the toxins are coming out, you can feel miserable. You can feel sick. And this purging can be through everything from the skin, through the colon. It can be through any number of ways that the toxins will come out. And they can come out rapidly or slowly. But the healing process quite often is it begins with a vital force in the body that sparks or initiates a cleansing process. And this is what's going on in the planetary body right now with the energies coming in. It's what's going on in the planetary consciousness, the collective consciousness of humanity with these energies, galactic energies being accelerated at this time. So change is happening. The rate of change is accelerating these energies. It's really stirring the pot, you might say, of a lot of emotional toxins, spiritual toxins, mental toxins, and physical toxins. A lot of people are really uncomfortable in their bodies. They're going through very uncomfortable cleansing or purging with their way of thinking about everything, and it's a big initiation for everyone's holodeck, you might say, between their ears and the planetary holodeck that we see through the lens, darkly through the mass media, the mainstream media, is looking through the glass darkly because the frames of reference there are like lowest common denominator truth. It's not highest common denominator truth. It's truth that's filtered, scripted, and packaged like pablum so that people really don't wake up to the core problems that were caused by the status quo and maintained by the status quo for the profit and control of the status quo. And this is the whole issue that we've seen recently with the bailout of the banks by the banks and for the banks, or for the banksters, you might say. And it's the same thing we're now seeing with the current healthcare crisis. And you see those who have created the sick healthcare system are now pushing an agenda to vaccinate the masses with sick pathologies. You know, vaccines are laced with toxic genetic poisons and with pathologies that create disease. And they're talking about pushing on the masses now a whole battery of three vaccines, and they're talking about, vaccinating the women and children first and the pregnant mothers first as if that was a good thing when it's the worst thing that children and pregnant mothers could have. And, I mean, the level of pathology that we're seeing pushed now through the mainstream media with vaccinations is just off the chart insane. This is the purging and the cleansing I'm talking about. It's all out in the open and it's in our faces. And we're talking about, the medical industrial complex, which is far bigger than the military industrial complex, which creates and manages wars for profit and power. And we're seeing now this medical industrial complex, Big Pharma, largely behind it, which is putting a huge push into through this vaccination agenda, this mass vaccination agenda. Those who have been following this issue are just mind-blowing what's going on. But this is a classic case of the purging of toxic behavior in institutions, healthcare institution in particular. Institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created. They're not serving health care. They're serving disease care in this case. They're creating and managing disease with a global agenda to reduce population to lockdown control. over the spiritual, mental, and physical and financial resources of humanity. Now, where I'm coming from on this issue, this may sound extreme to some people listening, but where I'm coming from on this issue is that I was the former communications director of Dr. Len Horowitz, who is one of the leading health rights activists in America and the world. He's written about 17 books, and I was his communications director back before 9/11. It was several months before 9/11, the summer before 9/11. I was his communications director and promoting a book that he just did called Death in the Air. And it was talking about global terrorism and toxic warfare. And, of course, Horowitz is well known for exposing the whole issue of vaccinations and how vaccinations are used to create and manage disease. Now, this may sound extreme, but his book called Emerging Viruses, which is the definitive expose on the with the paper trail that exposed how AIDS was created and deployed out of American biological warfare laboratories. And anyone that reads that book, gets it at a library, will know that there's no question about it, how it was funded by the government and how it was created and deployed with hepatitis B vaccines in the black and homosexual communities on the West Coast and the East Coast, and then the World Health Organization injected it for vaccination protection, so to speak, in the populations, black populations in Africa, which has resulted in the deaths of millions of Africans. It's like a plague on the planet, this AIDS pandemic. And Horowitz, in his book, details how half of the flight capital of Hitler during the Third Reich went into American pharmaceutical companies, Merck Pharmaceutical in particular, for the rise of the Fourth Reich in America through the pharmaceutical companies. Now, these guys are being exposed through the Internet all over the world. People all over the world know that Big Pharma makes a killing virtually through the creating and the managing of disease. And I have a friend who was a doctor, or is a doctor, who had connections to the CDC, the national organization regarding the Center of Disease Control, and how they were all in on the use of vaccines to create, with like the flu vaccines, to create health conditions that would keep the doctors busy. Now, this may sound crazy to some people because a lot of people believe their doctors are gods, you know, like the high priests in their white vestments with their sacraments, you know, these drug sacraments for whatever ails you. A lot of people believe that. Other people listening are well aware that the medical industrial complex is self-serving, largely like the military industrial complex. In any regard, this is a huge issue right now. So holistic healing of this issue really comes back to a holistic frame of reference that isn't just talking about the healthcare system itself, but political, social, political, and economic institutions in general. And what is the one process that is going on in the collective consciousness that will involve an evolved conscience, that will basically check and balance the abuse of conscience, abuse of power, the abuse of technology, and the abuse of the American people and people worldwide. So the concept of holistic healing, of the healthcare system, all our social, political, and economic systems, largely comes back to holistic healing in our communication networks. If you think about this, that all problems are, you know, how all problems are basically communication problems, how we come into unity, communication, community, communion, all go back to the same concept of with unity. And it's like the principle of health, holistic, holographic, and holy. They're all derived, again, from that Anglo-Saxon root word, hal, that means sound or whole. And obviously, when we are of sound body and mind, the whole or Holy Spirit dwells within us. Well, it's the same within our core social, political, and economic institutions. And the communications networks, these social networks that are culturing social conscience, is really the greatest opportunity we've ever had globally to create nurture and sustain a global revolution in higher consciousness. So how we do that, how that is done, there are certain principles involved, there are natural laws involved, there's a divine order to the universe as a holographic whole. And I provide links on the website to the holographic universe, the concepts of the holographic universe, and these first principles of the holographic universe of a fractal nature. The understanding of fractal nature, the fractal, energetic fractal nature of the universe, and these first principles of energy and the laws of energy as govern not only all creation, but also the energies of consciousness. You might say the first principles for programming one's holodeck between their ears, the holographic field of consciousness, the first principles of consciousness, the language of consciousness, the processes of consciousness, at the very foundation of self-governance, how we govern ourselves, and how those governing principles and processes can be used to involve and evolve collective consciousness in our social networks, how to culture social conscience in our social networks. This is quite a concept. It's kind of common sense when you think about it, that there are universal laws that govern all creation, they govern the processes of consciousness between our ears, certain principles and processes that once they're understood, as you involve consciousness of how you are conscious, you naturally culture conscience, higher conscience. It's like biofeedback. Once you become conscious of that which was involuntary or unconscious, not only do you will to control, you can't resist conscious control, conscious volition, conscious choice. And that's the choice that all humanity has right now. We have these social networks culturing, you might say, a revolution in higher consciousness in our social networks. All our social, political, and economic institutions are a function of social networks. And it's got to the point where all of them are becoming, need to become, and sooner or later must become accountable to the purpose for which they all serve. And that purpose, you might say, is light, life, and love. You might say it's light as consciousness and life as holistic health and love as, you might say, the most powerful force in the universe for co-creation with God, co-creation with love, God as love, etc., you know. So you can't tell anyone anything they don't already know at some level. This is kind of common sense that's uncommon. Obviously, the more there is a prevailing awareness of these core social problems with a common sense, self-evident vision of self, you know, self-healing and self correcting self-elevation of a salvation nature, it becomes a done deal. You know, it's winning from the beginning is the vision of values and virtue for the victory of higher conscience. So that process is basically the holistic healing process. And this is the subject of the show today. Those who just tuned in to Cosmic Love, again, I'd ask if you're just tuning in and want to get a frame of reference for the show that you can read on your own, then go to the Cosmic Love webpage through another window, another web browser, and click on the link there at the introduction there that references holistic healthcare. that subject with the links therein basically is dealing with keynotes, thought forms. Thought forms that are frames of reference for the laws and language of consciousness. And these are holographic codes, you might say, to the holistic field, the holographic morphogenic field of energies, and how you can tap into those energies to an understanding of these thought forms. They're frames of reference that actually govern the processes of consciousness between your ears, the holodeck, as I referred to it earlier in the show. And I love these metaphors we get in sci-fi movies, like in the Star Trek series, movies, shows, and this concept of a lot of these advanced shows that deal with the holodeck, that on the spaceship where you can create your own reality, which is what everyone does between their ears. It's like a holodeck. And the framing of that, as you become more conscious of how you're conscious, which is basically the programming language of consciousness, how we each frame the processes of consciousness. There are laws and principles there that are outlined, you might say, by pure geometry frames of reference, and the love model goes into that. And those who read the link that I just mentioned on the holistic healthcare will see that those frames of reference are holographic. They're holistic. They're universal universal law language frames of reference that apply not just to the process of consciousness, but our social, political, and economic institutions. And again, how that is all linked, as you become more aware of that and think through that understanding and basically process through that understanding, you can basically create your own holodeck. And not in terms of virtual reality, but a defining presence that is like that small voice within that you can monitor anything with on the outer with that inner frame of reference that you might say geometrizes it, that frames it with this universal frame of reference. And to the extent that this model is framing universal law language coordinates, to that extent it is a universal frame of reference. And if you think about the application of this process, which is the processes of consciousness, if you think about the application of this process to the instant everywhere interactive internet and the applications for mass-to-mass interaction, whereby 100, 1,000, or 1,000,000 people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise, you realize it would have to be a universal language of consciousness. Because to the extent that it's truly universal, it will universalize the interaction on a mass-to-mass level. Now, how that would work, what that looks like, is there's a link provided in the copy, and if you click through the links, you'll find it. It's called heartcom.org/heartware-white-paper, and the heartware white and paper words are all capital letters, and the rest is small case, and it's .htm. So that link is provided in that copy, and it goes into detail how a mass-to-mass system of interaction and communication with this universal law language interface, how that would work and what that will look like, how it will culture social conscience in our social networks. And this is the revolution in higher consciousness that has been prophesied and understood by fundamentalists in many religions as the second coming of the Great Spirit, second coming of Christ, the resurrection and ascension of consciousness. Again, the great purification, as the Hopi referred to, is a function of the higher consciousness that neutralizes, you might say, or transcends the lower consciousness. So this concept of holistic healing and holistic healthcare is inadvertently in process. And it can be accelerated by your awareness of it, by your grasping the principles, by your reading the copy in the Cosmic Love website, the links that are there. If you have a chance, and if you take the time or you make the time to do that, you will see how there is a progression, a natural progression of concepts that lead to the same, you might say, assembling of the components to the capstone vision of holistic healing of all our social, political, and economic institutions with a global revolution in higher consciousness. There's many people doing this, actually, through their different institutional models, within their institutional models, you know, culturing social conscience in their social networks. The process itself is the most valuable process that could be forwarded in the collective consciousness of humanity at this time. I know different web developers that are developing collaborative learning websites. Some are developing holistic healing websites. There's teleconferencing websites that are developing the concept of real-time interaction while people are teleconferencing. And, of course, this is the same concept I'm referring to as mass-to-mass interaction. And that requires an interactive interface, the mass-to-mass interaction. It requires an interactive interface whereby people can watch a program, for example, on their computer screen. In the middle of their computer screen, they could be watching a live presentation or a replay of a presentation. While they're watching the presentation, they could be interacting with their own consciousness, evaluating that consciousness with evaluation criteria that's a function of this universal law language. These archetypes, you might say, of the processes of consciousness in the collective consciousness. And how that language that corresponds to the alphanumeric keyboard at the, you know, on your computer keyboard, there's an alphanumeric keyboard on the right, a number keyboard, how you can introduce three numbers in sequence at any one time that creates like an XYZ coordinate axis, a three-dimensional axis with a dot and a cube. And that those three numbers correspond to these three dimensions of consciousness that are referenced with this universal law language, this love model. And the more, again, universal the concept, the higher your concept of this model, the greater the results. So it requires some checking into. The heartcom.org website goes into it in detail. You can go to heartcom.org and click on the vision, mission, and different components that goes into how that three-dimensional interactive process will work and how it integrates the fourth dimension, which takes people into the fifth dimension. And all this dimensionality stuff is also referenced in different links that you can go to as you get into the material. So I haven't hadn't had anyone call in yet. If someone wanted to call in at this time, I could take some calls. Did want to add, for those who are listening and those who are interested, that I've got this several bottles of the Swedish pollen extract left, and it's referenced on the Cosmic Love webpage. And the Swedish pollen extract is a product that I've been importing to the United States for about 20 years. I went to Sweden and brokered the pollen extract into different companies in the United States, medical nutrition companies, health food stores, and it's like royal jelly without the bees. I'm just referencing this if you're interested on the Cosmic Love page. There's information, but I'm selling bottles of the bulk powder. You take just like an eighth of a teaspoon, it's 375 milligrams of this nutraceutical grade royal jelly. It's the Swedish flower pollen extract. It's the only company in the world that harvests the pollen without the bees with standardized quality controls. It extracts the nucleic material from the pollen, not with non-chemically, so that's extraction of the nucleic material that is then pre-digested with live enzymes, so it's hypoallergenic, low molecular weight, and micronutrient rocket fuel, the richest source of micronutrients for strengthening the immune system, for sublingual assimilation under your tongue and right through the brain barrier, for more consciousness, energy, vim, vigor, vitality, easier and faster. Well, anyway, that's my plug for the pollen extract. If you're interested, the information on the Cosmic Love webpage. So that's one way you can support Cosmic Love and support your health. In fact, some of you might be interested in that. I'm going to go on to the keynotes and more of the detail information that's on the website with color coordinating. The website that's referred to in the introductory piece on the Cosmic Love website, for those who have that pulled up about halfway down through the page, you'll see information on the holographic framework of this universal law language, this love model. And you will see a lot of different hot links there that goes into different aspects of the L principle, the linear logical left brain principle, that represents the holographic infrastructure of consciousness, the holographic infrastructure of the morphogenic grids of the Earth, and the principle of holographic fields as a function of the morphogenic fields, the morphic fields of energy behind all creation. So it's interesting to note people that are into this law of correspondence and how the Western Hemisphere of the Earth corresponds to each one's left brain. Each, you know, the human brain, the left brain, corresponds energetically to the same principle that in the Western Hemisphere of the Earth dominates. Western science, for example, there's a lot of logic, and it's left brain dominant, whereas Eastern science or Eastern metaphysics, you might say, or the Oriental philosophy, the inscrutable Eastern Hemisphere of the Earth, and the right brain thinking is nonlinear. And it goes into the principle of the O and the love model versus the principle of the linear left brain logical L in the love model. They're complementary. Of course, everyone that's got a left brain's also got a right brain, but when they're left brain dominant, the circle, which is in the graphic of the L and the love model, is smaller, whereas the O and the love model is the fullness of the spherical consciousness. Is, you might say, wholly spiritual. It's not compartmentalized with linear logical left brain interference. Of course, again, the principle of either the L or the O, a strength in excess can be a weakness. And this is a concept of, I like the analogy in the Star Trek movies, you had Dr. Spock, you had Captain, and you had Scotty. Well, Spock was, you know, the linear left brain in orbit, and his strength, you might say, was a weakness. His strength in excess was a weakness. He was so logical, he didn't have a heart. And the opposite of that was Scotty. He was so much heart and emotional sometimes that he wasn't fully reasonable. Anyway, the captain represented smart with a heart or heart with smart, you know, kind of the balance of the both. And these were archetypes that made the show interesting. But the point is that in either regard, a strength in excess can be a weakness. The strength in excess of the left brain or the right brain can be a weakness. And the whole point of the V is the balance point. It's like, you know, Captain Kirk, you know, and how he was in command and control with a balance, you might say, and this is the concept of anyone who's captain of their own ship, you know, they're to be balanced. The checks and balance of powers of the left and the right brain, you might say, creates a synergy, a whole that's greater than the sum of the parts. Well, it's the same principle of the male-female principle within each of us. And the male-female principle in balance in a good marriage. The holistic healing is like the combined synergy of both the linear and the nonlinear principles in brain processes. So this is the idea of the love model. This is the principles of co-creation of a holy whole, which is greater than the sum of the strengths of the gifts and talents of each of us and all of us, and how that process can be optimized, facilitated, qualified with an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communication. And there are links that, again, reference that concept, what that would look like, how that would work, and why that is important now more than ever before. Because the checks and balances between these universal archetypes within our own, between our ears, and within our own consciousness and our collective consciousness, they're holographic, these are holistic, holographic, whole, holy principles that are truly universal. And applied to one's consciousness, self-government on that level, or self-government within social networks, it's the same principle, how to involve and evolve an awareness, a consciousness of how we're individually and collective consciousness, conscious. Now, this process that I'm referring to can respect privacy. It doesn't have to, you know, there's all kinds of ways the process can be transparent as far as how 100, 1,000, or 1,000,000 people are thinking collectively, but individually all you see is a dot in a field of dots within that three-dimensional axis or three-dimensional cube, so you can see how the collective consciousness is responding with a field of dot patterns, you might say, in an XYZ coordinate axis within a 3D cube in the lower right hand of your screen. Now, this is a dimension that you can read about. I'm going to be finishing up the show now. I want to do a wrap and encourage people to read and get back to me if you're interested with more information. So I'm going to be having final comments now. Don, if you could cue that up, and we'll end the show with that. So thank you for listening to Cosmic Love, and I'll talk with you in a few weeks.